In the lunchtime edition, a teenager charged for the BCC stabbing. Meantime, some Barbados Community College students complain about the tightened security protocols in place since that incident. The BLP denies there's any meeting scheduled to consider having Michael Lashley replace Dr. Sonia Brown as the BLP's candidate for the St. Philip North constituency in the next elections. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. A young man has been charged in connection with a stabbing at the Barbados Community College, which occurred last Wednesday. The accused is Shelton Dwayne Milton Blackman of number 26 Denton Road, Grisette, St. Michael. Blackman is charged with serious bodily harm with intent to maim, disfigure, or disable 19-year-old Bikini Morris Bunton. The accused appeared in the District A Magistrate's Court, number 1, before the Chief Magistrate, Ian Weeks. Blackman has been remanded to Dodds Prison until March 10th. Meantime, some community college students have complained about the new security protocols put in place since that incident. This morning, Starcom Network News interviewed some Barbados Community College students who are in long lines leading into the campus.
I feel less safe, actually. Like, they're searching all of us as if all of us are criminals. Like, I'm not really okay with that.
I would feel more safe if they actually do it properly.
Of course not. I mean, why would I want people to be looking inside of my bags? I have my personal items in there. I mean, nothing harmful, but still.
They could do better than this. Like, you're letting me get my bag searched, but some people could just walk in. Like, so unprofessional.
To me, they don't really go as in-depth as they should still, but, you know, they got to start from somewhere, I guess.
They're not going in-depth. They barely just look, glance in your bag. They don't actually search. They don't go through your bag or anything like that.
Some Barbados Community College students speaking to Barry Wilkinson this morning. The Barbados Labour Party denies there's any meeting scheduled to consider having Michael Lashley replace Dr. Sonia Brown as the BLP's candidate for the St. Philip North constituency in the next general election. Chief Executive Officer of the BLP, Senator Patricia Paris, issued the denial after being asked by Starcom Network News about the viral social media post that was in circulation over the weekend. The post alleges that Mr. Lashley, a former Democratic Labour Party MP and cabinet minister, was being considered by the leadership of the ruling BLP to replace Dr. Brown, the sitting MP, as the BLP candidate when next general elections are called.
I have seen the information being circulated on social media. I'm a CEO of the party. We have executive meetings every month. This is to plan the party's business. We had our meeting last week, Tuesday. Nothing was discussed about Dr. Brown. We are having the National Council meeting this Wednesday. And again, and that is a monthly meeting, again, we don't have anything about Dr. Brown on the agenda. As far as I'm aware, Dr. Brown is still the Member of Parliament for St. Philip North, and she has been working. So I don't know where that information came from. I don't know if the Democratic Labour Party is trying to counter the letter that Michael Lashley wrote to them.
The CEO of the BLP, Senator Patricia Paris. And while Mr. Lashley has made no comment on the matter, political scientist Devron Bruce believes that movements may be taking place behind the scenes, and he explains why he thinks such a move would make sense.
So I think the scenario is that you will have a circumstance where, in order to weaken the Democratic Labour Party, there's a very real possibility the BLP may pull Michael Lashley over if that is the case, because St. Philip North, that seat is certainly favorable to the DLP. So if the DLP is strategic and wants to keep the DLP out of office for some time and back into parliament for some time, they would tackle that seat for sure. And Michael Lashy may be the best person to win that seat on their behalf. I think there may be something to it, given the fact that Michael has, in essence, rebranded himself in many ways. He still has political viability. We know he has more to give, so to speak. So there's a very real possibility that may be afoot, given, again, he has viability. And if the political party he wants to run with is not playing ball, then quite frankly, he may have to find another one.
Another political scientist, Dr. George Bell, believes the Lashley factor could be critical for both parties.
The Democratic Party either needs him or they need to be sure that they need to replace him. And I think that that is what is being pressed now. They want to find out, is he going to make anything that is sudden on them, which can be disruptive? And the disruptive would come from the Barbados Labour Party. In other words, the Barbados Labour Party could seek to disrupt St. Philip, because St. Philip is the potential area for inroads by the Democratic Labour Party in next parliamentary in the next general election. So if they can disrupt any preparations that the Democratic Labour Party is into in St. Philip, that is to the advantage of the Barbados Labour Party and the disadvantage of the Democratic Labour Party.
Political scientist Dr. George Bell in the Lunchtime Edition. Some minibus and route taxi operators are planning to end their service as early as 5 p.m. due to security concerns, and in a matter of weeks, start a trial run of a new cashless system. This has been disclosed by Chairman of the Association of Public Transport Operators, Anwar Nana.
But what is going to happen is that the guys are going to work less hours. They're not going to go into the evening, into the night. You're going to see guys making 4:30, 5 o'clock, and then that's it. Especially at the sunset around 6-ish, they're not going to make that extra trip or two for their personal safety. Also, we're advising our people to put in cameras and what's not. It's not going to protect you against robberies. It hopefully will work as a deterrent.
The trial run of a cashless system starts in a few weeks on various routes using about 10 buses. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he will announce a 25% import tax on all steel and aluminum entering the U.S., a move that will have the biggest impact in Canada. Meantime, China's tit-for-tat import taxes on some American goods came into effect today. As the trade war between the world's two biggest economies escalates, and U.S. President Donald Trump threatens to hit more countries with tariffs. And rapper Kendrick Lamar was criticized for his NFL Super Bowl halftime show last night as the Philadelphia Eagles demolished the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22 to deny them an unprecedented third straight championship. New York Times analyst John Karamanakis said they thought the set was disappointing. Our top stories. A young man charged and remanded to Dodds Prison for the Barbados Community College stabbing last week. Meantime, some BCC students complain about the tightened security protocols put in place since that incident. The Barbados Labour Party denies there is any meeting scheduled to consider having Michael Lashley replace Dr. Sonia Brown as the BLP's candidate for the St. Philip North constituency in the next elections. Meantime, political analysts believe there could indeed be moves being made behind the scenes in relation to the constituency, and at least one of them thinks it would make sense for the BLP to court Michael Lashley. Some minibus and route taxi operators to end service as early as 5 p.m. due to security concerns, and in a matter of weeks start a trial run of a new cashless system. U.S. President Trump vows tariffs and steel on steel and aluminum imports, and China's tit-for-tat tariffs on the U.S. take effect from today. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246 256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.